On this week's Xamarin Essential API of the Week, we take a look at main thread, ensuring that you always update your user interface on the main thread. So tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Today, we're going to take a look at main thread. This is a really simple and intuitive API to always ensure that you update your user interface on the main thread. Now, often we have long-running processes. Sometimes we're like making a web request or number crunching in the background, and we're doing that on a background task or a background thread. Now, whenever we want to update our user interface, we have to ensure that we're on the main thread, and that's why we called it main thread. So it's a very simple API, so let's take a look. Here I am inside of Visual Studio, and of course, inside of my application, I have Xamarin Essentials installed into all of my projects. Now, just like always, when you're using Xamarin Essentials, not only do you install the NuGet, but also ensure that in your Android main activity that you initialize Xamarin Essentials. This is important because this is how Xamarin Essentials monitors your application. Now, this is a very, very simple application. Here we have a button that says do some work, a label that we update, and an activity indicator. So what we're going to do is when we press on that button, we're going to start a new task that's going to execute some code in the background, and then we're going to update this label as it's going. So your code may look a little bit something like this. Here, when we click on the button, we are totally, absolutely on the user interface thread. So that means here, I can enable my button or disable it, and also make sure that the indicator is running. Then I'm going to spin up this task that's going to execute some work. Now, at this point, this task may or may not be on the main user interface thread. So we always want to ensure that we update anything inside of here on the main thread. Now, when it's done, we can ensure that since we're awaiting on it, that it's back on the main thread. So really, it's only thing inside of this task.run that we need to be worrying about. I can number crunch do anything, but if I want to come in and say label update, dot text equals, and let's say we set this to update number, and then we do I here, for instance. This might be a good instance of what we're trying to do for our app. We're running, we're doing a bunch of number crunching, then we're updating our UI. But again, this is inside of a new task, so this is going to crash our application because it's not on the main thread. So let's do some simulation here. I'm going to say task.delay. And we'll just do 1,000 milliseconds in between. So we'll update, wait a second, update again. So let's run this application and see what happens. Here, what we'll expect is that the button will be disabled, the loading should start, but most likely what we're going to see and what we will see is that our application is going to crash. So let's give it a second here to compile. So here our application is running, so let's go into that main thread area, and then I'm just gonna say, do some work. And boom, our application has crashed because we are trying to update the user interface on a background task, and we can't do that. But don't worry, this is where the main thread API comes in. Here, if I go ahead and type in main thread dot, we'll see that we get one method and one additional property called isMainThread. That's super nice because at any point in your app, you can say, am I on the main thread? But what we want to do, since we know that we're on a background task, is we'll say begin invoke on main thread. This takes in an action, so any method that you have, it can take in, or you can do it in line, which we'll do here with a little lambda. And what we'll do is we'll simply move up this label update right here. There we go. Now, the nice thing about begin invoke on main thread is that if you're already on the main thread, it will check it for you, and then it will update the user interface appropriately. But if you're not on the main user interface thread, it will handle the threading for you to ensure that that update is occurring on the main UI. So now let's recompile the application, and then what we should see is that we'll see the updates coming in every second. Here we go, we're running again. And now we'll go back into the main thread. I'll say do some work. Now we see update 1, update 2, update 3, update 4. Now we're not only executing that update code in the background, but we're ensuring that we're updating the user interface on the main thread no matter what. And there you have it. With just a few lines of code, you're able to check to see if you're on the main thread and always ensure that you invoke any method or any updates on the main thread. Hope that you enjoyed this Xamarin Essential API of the Week, and watch all of the Xamarin Essential API of the Week right here on Channel 9 and on YouTube. Thanks for watching. Hey, it's James. I'm just checking in and wanted to thank you for watching this awesome Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Now, don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell for even more videos. And while you're here, check out more Xamarin Essential API videos of the week. They're all right here. Go do it right now. It's awesome.